From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado regulators say few energy companies have reported the results of state-ordered inspections of oil and gas pipelines after a natural gas explosion killed two people last month. Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission Director Matt Lepore warned the state could order operators to shut down wells connected to pipelines that haven't been checked by the deadline of June 30th. The commission ordered inspections and tests of pipelines within 1,000 feet of buildings after the explosion in the town of Firestone. Investigators blame the explosion on odorless, unrefined gas from a small, severed pipeline. A storm that dropped hail across Colorado earlier this month is on pace to be the most expensive in state history. That's according to the Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association. The May 8 storm caused insurance claims estimated at a total of $1.4 billion. And a bat found alive at Quail Lake earlier this month is the first rabid bat in El Paso County this year. It comes after two dogs tested positive for rabies in Colorado, one in Weld and the other in Yuma County. Both tested positive after run-ins with skunks and had to be euthanized. Jennifer House is the state veterinarian for the Department of Public Health and Environment. She says rabies is a unique vaccination that needs to be updated every 1 to 3 years.
So if your cat or dog has not seen a veterinarian in over 3 years, they are not currently vaccinated against rabies.
Rabies is fatal, but it can be treated if identified very early. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.